Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In this podcast episode, you will explore the metaphor of bridges and how you can benefit from having good, healthy, well-maintained, strong, symbolic bridges of different types. Bridges can help serve you as you traverse and navigate your day-to-day life. Come explore how to bridge the gap between yourself and others when things go awry. Expand your learning about what you can do in some circumstances when the bridges you have are starting to show signs of wear and tear. Gather some ideas about what to consider in order to maintain or restructure some bridges, perhaps, that are in need of a more solid foundation. Becoming aware of a few physical bridge examples like a drawbridge with a moat, a bridge with a troll, a suspension bridge, and a bridge over troubled waters can help to inspire you to connect to your own life and help you to assess and detect what kind of life bridges you find yourself on currently. Becoming more aware of what kind of shape your bridges are in is a great starting point. Just knowing how to assess if a situation can be bridged and whether care and repair is needed, for example, can be powerful information to help guide you in your life. Opening up to the idea of having allies to call upon when you are in need of bridging support, whether it be in the form of guidance, inspiration, or perhaps a new skill, can help you to strengthen some bridges in your life. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Note too that it's also totally okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after this visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a few moments to find a quiet, private space where you know you can relax into, then you can pause the recording while you organize this. Then come back to the recording where we will continue together. And once you're in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And as you are breathing, notice that you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and feel yourself relaxing more. You find yourself in a lobby of a special gallery and art building. The building is beautifully well lit with sun streaming in, and there are massive flower planters with beautiful purple and white orchids. The smell in the air is lovely. Next, you walk over a little footbridge in the lobby that takes you to a huge sub-building. As you walk over the bridge, you see orange koi fish swimming in the water channel below the footbridge. Next, you meet Ryan, who will be your guide today. Ryan suggests that you may want to set the intention now to receive insights and hunches about a bridge in your own life that you may want to rebuild, or an area where you would like to better maintain a connection and a bridge with yourself, or with someone particular in your life, perhaps. Ryan explains that first it might help to think of physical bridges and what they can represent symbolically. When you hear the word bridge, what pops into your mind? And what is the definition of a bridge? Well, a bridge is a structure built to span a gap or an obstacle. It is constructed for the purpose of providing passage over the obstacle or gap, and it's usually something that can be difficult to cross otherwise. Working with images of a few physical bridges can help illuminate where in your personal life you can detect where there may be gaps or obstacles that need a symbolic bridge. For this exploration, you can utilize the images of these particular types of physical bridges, such as a suspension bridge, a bridge with a troll, a castle bridge with a moat, and a drawbridge. Perhaps try looking through fresh eyes, through the lens of what is going on in your own life, and how you can use this metaphor to help you to bridge, say, an emotional gap, for example, that you may have with something or someone, or maybe you want to rebuild or restructure a bridge in your emotional life. These are just a few examples that may be potentially life-changing. I encourage you to keep open to your own symbolic interpretations of what a bridge represents to you and work with what resonates with you. Detecting areas that may need some assessment regarding your current bridges takes some sleuthing. You may want to consider what amount of effort and what kind of investments it will take for you to keep certain bridges in tip-top shape. A little bit of maintenance here and there ongoing can mean hardier foundations that can serve you and others well, now and into the future. If you neglect looking after things, it might cost you more in the long run, so to speak, on all kinds of levels. Next, Ryan takes you into the special wing of the art gallery. In the first room, you see a large painting that is 12 feet by 12 feet. You become very aware quickly that this painting is animated and that everything in the image is alive and moving within the painting's frame. You see a large, bright yellow bridge that spans a river, and you see a mini version of yourself on that bridge. A brightly lit up sign above the bridge reads in neon, "Bridge over troubled waters," and the music of that song is playing now within the picture frame. Have you ever needed a bridge over troubled water? If so, who was your ally or helpful guide that helped you out of those troubled waters? You can reflect upon this even after you leave this space. You might also want to ponder times when you have been a bridge over troubled water for someone else. And notice what specific things or actions you offered that made a difference to the other. When have you provided a bridge to yourself or maybe to another in your life? And what was that thing that you provided? For example, when Ryan was in need of bridging some choppy emotional waters with a new girlfriend, he knew he was sinking, so to speak, and couldn't figure out how to bridge what was happening after the big fight that left each of them hurt and shut down. Ryan knew he needed some new ideas in order to bridge this, and he asked his friend, who had been in a long-term marriage, to give him some feedback and guidance regarding what he might try next. His friend offered him a few new conversation starters to invite his girlfriend to engage in a care and repair conversation. Ryan wanted to make amends and to learn how to engage and connect with his girlfriend during difficult points and to create new patterns of communicating truthfully and with more discernment. Ryan's friend gave him an effective feedback model that he had learned about and that worked for him and his wife. In this feedback model, you learn about how both parties can engage in a conversation together where they're able to hear each other's points of view and navigate together on a bridge over troubled waters. By utilizing a feedback method, it gave them both the help and support they needed. Like elements on some bridges that have support beams, they too got a bit of much needed support beams in this relationship that offered and gave them a solid structure to express to each other where things had broken down in the situation and how to repair it and what to do in the future to help maintain the connection with each other and bridge difficult discussions. Next, you move over to another painting. There you see there's a much different kind of bridge in this painting, and the flavor depicts a scene of a castle that is from Europe around 400 years ago. You notice there is a drawbridge in the painting. Next, you start to notice that the painting and the figures and the objects within the painting are animated. There is a person who is in the castle who is pulling up the drawbridge now and lifting the drawbridge towards the castle. And now you can see that there is an open moat below where the bridge used to be, and there's no way to access the castle, which is now on the other side. In the moat, you see a sign that says, "Very fast, deep emotional water. Enter at your own risk." Can you recall a time in your life where there was a situation that no matter how you tried to resolve it or to bridge it, you kept finding the equivalent of what you see here in the painting of a drawbridge being pulled up and you perhaps being left on the other side of a large moat, so to speak? Can you remember who or what kept pulling up the drawbridge? After trying many different strategies where the drawbridge kept being pulled up, what did you do? Did anything finally work out to your satisfaction? Sometimes we may need to take a step back and just observe a pattern without judgment and seek out an ally to help bridge the situation, to help sort out some of the key dynamics that might be playing out over and over again. Sometimes when we start to observe or notice, for example, a habitual behavior, we can course correct and bring in a new way of being into the structure, like adding a different action verb, so to speak, into the sequence. This can shake up the pattern, perhaps yielding different outcomes. Being shut out or shutting others out can take its toll. There are many different tolls and symbolic costs to ourselves and others when this occurs. There are energetic tolls, physical tolls, just to name a few. For a moment, consider a toll bridge in modern days. Sometimes the cost of crossing the bridge can be too high or not worth the expense or effort that it places on us on different levels. Taking the time to ponder, to take stock, and do some careful calculating and weighing things out can be helpful information. Doing a check-in with yourself and tuning into your own physical energy levels is one way to gauge things. Detecting how tired or perhaps burnt out or exhausted from efforting with little or no payback or satisfying results is good information to have. What is another thing you can do at this point? Well, you can get an assessment done by a neutral third party, like an emotional engineer, so to speak, someone like a relationship therapist or master life coach who specializes in effective communication techniques and skills. As well, you could try and spend some time reflecting on this situation or relationship and do a bit of reverse engineering yourself by looking at the old blueprint of how the relationship or situation was constructed in the beginning. What kind of support beams were created, so to speak? What kind of cables were installed that helped each person who came onto the bridge structure to feel safe and secure? Building bridges, some of the bridges, require trust, and trust needs to be developed block by block over time. This would be a great opportunity to engage with a trained professional in order to gain some new help with ideas and techniques and materials to create new bridges in the future that are constructed in healthier ways. Next, you see another painting that depicts a rock stone bridge that is quite simple looking, and it's made up of many stones and gray boulders. It looks very rustic. You start to see the painting start to animate. It looks quite peaceful and tranquil until you start to notice some movement below the arch of the bridge near the water's edge on a grassy knoll. And from your vantage point, you can see some bricks and rocks are starting to crumble off and enter the water below. You next see what you think is a troll from a fairy tale, and the troll is patrolling under the bridge and has a powerful slingshot that he is now lobbing large boulders at a weakened area on top of the bridge. Bit by bit, with no one seeing what was happening, over time, the troll was eroding the once solid bridge, and now there's much damage and wear and tear that has occurred. Sometimes in life, you've created a bridge and all seems well until you realize that there is a symbolic troll who is under the bridge, seemingly eroding the bridge that you had built and maintained so carefully. For example, you might have been a person who created a new product and you provide a whole backup support for customers where you bridge their questions and offer solutions to bridge any glitches. Then a social media troll logged a harsh review and posted it, and you had no way of accessing or assessing the damage done to your bridge with customers. That is when you might have wanted to seek out advice from a social media kind of an engineer to see what, where, and how to rebuild your credibility, or how to have dealt with the troll and keep the customer pathways unobstructed. Perhaps you want to learn how to spot when you might be acting like a troll to yourself in your own life or to someone else, and to choose to do something new and different to not sabotage your own bridging efforts going forward. For example, have you ever had an experience of saying something that you hadn't planned on saying, and you blurted it out and it came out a bit hostile or insensitive or mean? And it could have been with a trusted friend or loved one, and it left you both feeling a bit or a lot estranged from each other. You may have felt unsettled and motivated to course correct. And what did you do to try to remedy the situation? And how did you start to mend the bridge that was broken between the two of you? Overall, we all have the capacity to maintain and to assess our bridges in our lives. And I invite you to now stop for a moment to consider that you are an engineer of your own life. Every day you are a co-creator of your life, and every day you have several opportunities where you can put a bit of effort into maintaining a healthy bridge somewhere in your life. Here are a few easy things to think about that might be of service to you as you do this, like remembering that a few carefully chosen words can bridge an awkward gap between people. A well-chosen wisdom quote or a meaningful poem sometimes can articulate what you wish you could say and express on your own. Those kinds of healing bridges can be delivered or left for another to read and reflect upon. Another simple way to bridge difficult conversations is to be very present, calm, and relaxed, and give the other person your full attention as you stay present to what unfolds. Sometimes with a child, just hugging them and reassuring them can speak volumes and help to connect and close the gap between you. You might be able to do this with all kinds of situations and people. When there's a gap between where you are and where you want to end up being, with a goal or a specific agenda, you can build a bridge, so to speak, by following a series of steps or actions that need to take place to achieve or to get something done. Having a daily planner is another idea that can help you to place structure and scaffolding into your day. For example, building in blocks of time for things like work, exercise, time with friends or family, and perhaps even building in unstructured time for fun and spontaneous things to happen. Next, you see a painting of a suspension bridge that looks quite stunning. It's not a very solid kind of bridge. It appears to be made of rope and not of solid materials. But if the winds were to really pick up and hit gale force, how would you get across to the territory on the other side that you're wanting to reach? With so much back and forth swing action on a moving bridge, it can be challenging staying on the bridge and not falling off into icky, toxic, or polluted emotional waters, for example. Ryan suggests the first thing that you can do when you're challenged in this way is to engage the help of an ally by calling in the energy of either an engineer, architect, or designer, for example. You can start to bring in some fresh energy into a difficult or frustrating situation. Engineers can be quite grounded, orderly, and have strategic qualities. You can call upon this energy to help bring the flavor of the engineer's talent into an everyday situation by asking for help to design solutions to common dilemmas about how to create a bridge or repair a bridge. Whatever you design to remedy the gap, it helps to include the other person's needs as well as your own. You might want to say out loud, "I need help coming up with a new solution or remedy to help fortify this flimsy suspension bridge, as I want to have a decent structure that can withstand tough times and not feel I can end up in a toxic or polluted emotional water space below the bridge." Perhaps setting an intention and calling in another example of an energetic ally like the detective might help. When you call in the energy of a detective, you can start to take stock of what you're doing currently that helps to maintain the bridge. If you're not used to detecting things, then calling upon this energy to help you gather intel and information can be valuable. Use your powers of observation and intuition and gut reactions to give you more important information. Another thing that you may want to try is to set an intention to open up to a new insight or method or action in order to change a pattern so that you can have a different solution or outcome. Exploring bridges and how using the metaphor of a bridge in your own life can help you in many ways, like learning how to bridge a gap, starting to call in a few allies like symbolic bridge specialists that can include a life coach or therapist to help you figure out what may need bridge repairs or how to navigate a complete bridge teardown or a bridge rebuild, perhaps being able to reflect upon how to gauge the cost to you and to see, for example, if the costs and risks are too high for you emotionally on different levels. Ryan now takes you back to the main lobby, and before you say goodbye, he reminds you about the different paintings and the bridges and some of the things that you experienced here today. You thank Ryan and the paintings for their guidance and support, and know that you can come back into the space anytime you would like. And now take a couple more deep breaths. And when it feels right, you can start to move your toes and wiggle your fingers. And start moving your body, opening up your eyes when it feels right, and move back into a seated position. And you can take the time to rest a bit longer if you would like. You may want to write in your journal. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.